In this installment of StoryCorps Tampa Bay, 23-year-old Kalima Hanif remembers her grandmother, Najia Shahid, with her uncle Shalabi Shahid. Her grandmother went from dropping out of school at a young age to pick cotton in order to survive to being the business owner of Shahid's African and Islamic Wear in St. Petersburg. She passed away in 2005, but she remains alive in her family's hearts. Kalima and Shalabi talk about Najia Shahid's love for fashion, her African and Muslim culture, and the love she shared with those nearest her.
She's the only person that I know, especially in St. Petersburg, that predominantly promoted and, you know, just truly tried to put tribal wear, African wear out there, Islamic wear. Like, I feel like if she was to be here today and still have that shop, it would have been very successful, because all of the things that she's always wanted to promote.
She was ahead of her
time. Exactly. She was.
She started promoting African wear and culture when I was 10, 12 years old.
Wow.
I remember her getting me dashikis and stuff ordered from Africa and stuff. And I used to be kind of, I wouldn't say ashamed, just didn't want to not blend in with the other kids, so I wouldn't. Mm. And she used to try to educate me on what was
why
the purpose
important
of, you know, you representing this. And it took me some years, but I got it now.
Why was the African culture so important to her?
Because it was part of her coming out of slavery and having something traditional to back her strength as she was coming out. Because my mother picked cotton, you know, Najia picked cotton. And all of her sisters, they got took out of school in third, fourth grade to pick cotton to pay bills.
Wow.
And I think her learning about we being kings and queens really motivated her to be the African woman that she was inside.
To reflect a queen that she
exactly
knew that she was.
Exactly. She was brown-skinned, beautiful smile. She had the traditional African lips and nose. She had a beautiful birthmark on her cheek. You would think it was a birthmark or a beauty mark, but it was actually a burn that turned into a beauty scar. She loved to have her hair in African braids. She always wore a head wrap, so you never would see that unless you
very
were
very colorful clothing always.
Yes, she was very alive.
For me, the earliest memories that I can have, just her like picking us up from school all the time and like taking us swimming, like it was probably the best thing ever. It's so crazy because like as we're older, like me and my sisters are so into fashion, and sometimes I think back, oh my goodness, my grandmother was a fashion designer. Totally don't even like realize that it's already in my genes.
Put the
like
two together.
And
yeah,
and I'm 100% like my style is mismatching patterns. For that to be her signature, it just shows what kind of eye that she had. And I know for a fact if she was, you know, still with us, we would be like pushing, you know, fashion. And that's something that I definitely have in as a dream of mine, you know, to name my first fashion line after her, for sure. That's always been my dream because, you know, it is her legacy. It's something that one of the main memories that I do have about her.
One of the fondest memories I have of her and you is when you were like two, you would beat on your mother's door to sleep with them, and your mother was trying to get you to grow up and sleep in your own bed. And because mother loved you so much, she would get out of her sleep and come put you in the bed with her to the next morning.
Uh-huh, and I used to remember being so happy that she did too.
That's actually Kalima Hanif right there, singing a prayer from the Quran. Shahid's African and Islamic wear store has been closed for several years. Owner Najia Shahid died in 2005. This StoryCorps Tampa Bay was produced for WUSF by Joselise Ramos. You can find our growing collection of stories at wusf.org/StoryCorps. And for more information about StoryCorps, visit their website, storycorps.org.